617, 1320 WILS. A new survey looking at workers now. 29% say they're less productive post-election. 87% say they're reading political and social posts during work the workday. And about a third say they actually talk about politics with clients. Jim Whitten with us. He's he spent many years running financial companies, now as a consultant and author of the book The Old School Advantage. Jim, great to have you on WILS.
Yeah, I'm Mike. How are you?
Good. What would you do if one of your employees was talking politics with a client?
It depends on the client, obviously. I don't want intense discussions with a client, certainly. But, we have a First Amendment right to do that kind of thing. But it's interesting, the statistic that you cited. First of all, I have to doubt a little bit that statistic. It seems very high just on an anecdotal basis in my career. Mm-hmm. But social media maybe is the deeper problem. It's not just looking at the election, but social media in general has become so habit-forming and so dominating in our lives that we may want to go a little deeper and solve that problem, and then, by extension, we can solve the issue that you're talking about now.
Is this becoming a major issue, then, in the workplace, do you think, the fact that people are becoming so heated politically?
I think so. I think we're in a particular time period where I've never seen it this heated. Mm-hmm. Perhaps this too shall pass as time goes on, as the election is further away from us. But if I'm an employer, I'm seeking maybe some indirect ways to solve this so that we don't have to, create a ruckus, as it were, in the workplace. And let me just give you a couple of ideas there. And these are actually in the book. First of all, I would say it's okay to check social media. I mean, we need breaks from our concentration from time to time. But simply an employer saying, gang, here's what we're going to do. We're going to work in time blocks. In other words, I want you really concentrated on your work. Mm-hmm. And then 10 minutes out of every hour, go check whatever you want. If you want that to be politics, great. But try to set some guidelines, maybe not some rules, but at least some guidelines where we can have some modicum of concentration on our work. That, I think, is the bigger issue if I'm a boss.
Yeah, are people going to feel like they're being micromanaged, though?
It's possible, but again, we need some self-discipline. Mm-hmm. The other one maybe is even more subtle, but perhaps even more effective. We have a system called the traffic light system, and it's really this simple. Green time or green light time is productive, customer-centered, either communicating with a customer directly or looking for ways to find customers to communicate with. Yellow time is that necessary administration time we've all got. And then red time is just flat wasted time, which I think is what the category, what you're talking about, would fit in. That is political discussions.
Getting on social media and so on. And so what, your red time's about a 10-minute period in an hour, that kind of window?
Yeah, if you have that much red time, that's not going to hurt anybody. But by just having some kind of system there and maybe just declaring, for 2 weeks, we're gonna monitor our red, our green, and our yellow time. And again, I think that would indirectly allow employers to say, remember why you're here. You're here for customers, you're here for clients, and you're here to do your work. And then maybe that will refocus them on what really is important and maybe distract them a little bit from the politics.
Yeah, now, would you discourage employees from talking about politics even among themselves at work?
I probably would not. Again, if it's in the parameters we talked about. In other words, if it gets abusive in terms of a time frame or in terms of the interaction, and then I would throw them back into my book in Chapter 4. What this nation needs is really just a good old refresher course on how to have discourse. In other words, when we disagree on something, how do we go about classical argumentation? I'm not talking about bickering. I'm talking about classical argumentation where you state a point, you answer questions about that point, and then you give the other person the same consideration or their turn.
Do you think we've lost that art? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I don't think there's any question we've lost that art.
Yeah. What is it? Are people listening to each other at all, or what's the problem there?
Well, certainly a lot of them are not, but you can watch any TV show this evening on one of the news channels, and you can see there's very little listening going on. And as Mom and Grandma told me, listening is the most important part of communication. So when you start losing that, then you have problems, and that's what we're seeing now.
Tell me, Jim, when someone has a political viewpoint different than yours and they're just talking about it to you, do you find yourself, does that in any way affect your temper, or do you find yourself getting angry about it?
I don't personally, but, you know, that's just me. I understand when people do. I think, again, if you're seeking the truth in a discussion, that's really what we ought to be doing. We ought to be seeking to learn more from each other. If you're honestly doing that authentically and with empathy, then there's no reason to get upset because as human beings, we're going to disagree about things. But I think there's some form here that has been lost in this generation that is creating bigger problems across the political aisle than we should be having. And I think candidates of all stripes are to blame for that as well.
Well, are you going to, would you consider consulting with President Trump?
Certainly, if he called, I would take the call.
Jim Whidden, the book is The Old School Advantage, Timeless Tools for Every Generation. Find him online at theoldschooladvantage.com. Jim Whidden on WILS. Thank you, Jim.
My pleasure, Mike.